You must have had more than one or two occasions to work with him over the years.
Well, I did, not only as a citizen and as a businessman, but also as a, you know, a political figure in the city. He was on the commission, on the Charter Commission back in 62, I believe it was, when they wrote the charter for the city. And one thing I always appreciated about those folks back in those days, even though the city was small, they knew that it had a future, and they wrote a great charter, having created what we call a home rule city, first-class home rule city for the citizens, even though the vote was only 129 to 32, I think, 129 in favor and 32 against. It just shows that a very limited number of people can really reach out and see the future. Rolling forward, of course, Dick was always involved in community issues and ran a great business, Morgan Steel. I can remember when I first came to town, if I needed some steel products for some project I was on, or my brother-in-law was in the boat business and he was building boats and needed aluminum, all we had to do was go in and order it. I mean, they didn't question you. They just took care of the order and got it ready for you. And there wasn't a lot of what's your credit and who are you and where are you from and all that sort of thing. Just took care of business. And as time went on, the folks will remember, Dick became involved as a partner in the newspaper when it looked like we were going to lose our newspaper, somewhat similar to what's going on up in Anchorage right now. And Dick Morgan put together a package with Pat O'Donnell, I think it was, and they bought the newspaper and ran it for years. And one day he had this great idea about maybe building a golf course in the city of Kenai. And he came to the city and, of course, laid out a plan, a good business plan for developing and putting together that golf course. At first, it was only 40 acres and 9 holes, but because it was quite a bit of a success, they went ahead with the 80 acres and put together 18 holes. So it just showed all his life that he had great business sense, great foresight for the future, and, you know, he was just an all-around pretty good fella.
And a great sense of community, too.
Great sense of community, yes, that's very true. Richard was the very last living member of the original commission that wrote the original charter, and he was there at the ceremony. Pat Porter, the mayor, was there. I, of course, was there, and Dick was there to help pull the cloth and cut the ribbon. And what better way to honor a great person who had a great deal to do with the growth of the city than to put a rock in his memory, solid as a rock, you might say. And that was the way Dick Morgan was, solid as a rock. He's the kind of a citizen that every community really needs to help it move along, you know, towards the future. And he did his share.